Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, something I know an awful lot of parents are concerned about. Last week saw the highest number of RSV cases the country has ever recorded. And earlier today on Morning Ireland, one dad, Paul Murphy, shared his family's experience with the virus when 12-week-old newborn Liam was recently diagnosed. Let's take a quick listen.
We ended up in Temple Street. They used what's called a CPAP mask, which is basically oxygen. That had to be actually manually held on him, which was quite scary. And Liam didn't like it at all, but that was keeping his lungs functioning. He was intubated shortly thereafter, and we were told then that he had to transfer across to Crumlin. So for that to happen, they needed to intubate him, which is tubes down the neck, with a view to putting him on a ventilator straight over to Crumlin. And at the time, what we was just an ambulance, which was scary enough because we couldn't travel with him. But then obviously that developed into after 4 or 5 days in Crumlin ICU. The virus wasn't shifting, and we were given the news then on Saturday the 5th, about 5 days later, that we had to travel to Sweden. We feel that the messaging can be stronger. I think RSV is something that the general public and certainly us before this happened would consider as maybe a common cold. Adam, my four and a half year old, and my 2 year old got it. And I mean, they were sick, but they weren't anywhere near what Liam was.
And that was Dad Paul Murphy speaking with Morning Ireland earlier today. Now, for more on how to protect ourselves and family members from RSV, we're joined by Dr. Abigail Collins, who's National Clinical Lead for the HSE's Child Health Public Health Programme and Consultant in Public Health Medicine. Dr. Abigail Collins, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
We heard from Paul there. RSV can be more concerning for parents of young children, particularly if they're newborn. You might explain to us, first of all, why that is.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for raising awareness about that. And it was very upsetting to hear, obviously, of poor Liam's experience with RSV. Those are kind of outcomes that can happen. But I do want to reassure the public and most parents listening there that that isn't the typical course we see with RSV. However, that said, it does hospitalise a lot of children. And that's one of the key messages, you know, that we're trying to get out there, that we do need to take these coughs and colds seriously, particularly in environments where there is either a direct link to a baby or a vulnerable young child, or that there is sort of connections back to a household which is likely to have a young baby in it. And it's just one of the many winter viruses that are there, and it causes cough and cold and runny nose. But in young children, it can go down into their chest and make breathing very difficult, and that makes also feeding very difficult. And that's where we get that real concern with the young babies.
So how young is young? How much more protection should we give to younger children?
So, definitely the sort of rate of hospitalisation for babies, children less than 1 year would be much higher than for the older children. I mean, in essence, if you're less than 4 years old, you're more likely to struggle with RSV, whereas for older children and adults, it's just like a common cold. If you're less than one, you're even more likely to struggle, and less than 6 months, again, you're more vulnerable. So it's really the smaller and younger the baby, the higher the risk that they will have difficulty with their breathing and with their feeding. So it's really about trying to make sure that people understand those messages, that, you know, some of which we learned so well in COVID. But if you cough and cold and bothered with symptoms, that really stay at home and mind yourself. And when you're out and about, when those symptoms have resolved and you're back out, that you use your sort of cough etiquette, your respiratory etiquette, and you wash your hands to protect any onward spread from any remaining symptoms. And then we're also trying to get the message, you know, to families, to mums and dads of young babies at home, just saying there is a lot about at the moment. Please mind where you're going with the baby. So if you're due to meet up with friends or family and you know that there's a cold in the house, for example, that you might just push that out a week or so and just, you know, make sure that we give as much protection as we can to the young babies to try and prevent these cases.
So if a young baby has a cough and a cold, what are the symptoms that parents should look out for, and where is the red flag? Because an awful lot of parents, if they don't have a medical background, they might heed the advice to make sure the baby is feeding well, And make sure he's breathing, he or she's breathing okay. But you don't really know where the line is, where you should go and seek medical help.
Yeah, of course, it's very challenging. You know, I suppose the course is that with, you know, the start tends to start as a sort of, you know, a runny nose and a cough and sort of normal coldy symptoms. And then over 3 to 5 days, often it gets worse and it will go down to the chest. And you'll be able to see, you know, certainly with your young baby, when you're changing the nappy, you might be able to see them breathing, working much harder for to do the work, you know, for the effort of breathing. You'll be able to see that when you're actually changing the nappy visibly. And if they're working very hard and you're not able to put them to the breast for as long as usual, you're concerned that those nappies are getting a little bit drier because you're not getting enough milk into them, or if they're having their bottle, that they're taking less than half their bottle, then those are signs that they're actually struggling with disinfection. And, you know, at that stage, you may want to contact your general practitioner. If, for example, they're not able to feed, too breathless to put to the breast, not able to get any significant amount of their feed in, and when you go to change their nappy, it's all dry, it's not that normal, nice, heavy nappy, then those are times when you need to consider, okay, at that point, you need to go and present to your emergency department.
Okay. Before I let you go, Dr. Collins, I wonder, is the dad we heard on Morning Ireland, Paul Murphy, is he right? Should there be a stronger messaging campaign around RSV?
Well, you know, I'm working very hard to get those messages out, and there's a lot of colleagues within the health service supporting that, and obviously our colleagues did through the childcare facilities to get those messages out to families. So, you know, from my perspective, yes, I wish people to really take note that just because it's a simple cold for you, it doesn't mean it will be for other people. And okay. And that's why those messages to stay at home. If you're unwell, don't send your child into childcare or to school, or if you're going into work, just stay back, because it might have a greater impact for another family that it comes into contact with.
Dr. Abigail Collins of the HSE, then, thank you very much indeed.